To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're a natural, Richard. I was wrong.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's have a little fun. My guy, Dylan Moe on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line has three questions for us, Goo.
All right.
And each of us will answer them. And if anybody thinks they're good enough questions, they can jump into. All right, you ready?
Number one.
Steiny and Goo, do you think the Warriors got better this year?
I do. With the acquisition of Al Horford, bringing back DeAnthony Melton, and also Seth Curry, another shooter, I do.
I think they got better on paper, no doubt.
So that'd be a yes.
On paper, I think they got better.
But so you do think they got better?
That's yes, all. On paper.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
I don't. But
what's the problem like with just saying yes?
Because it's like Chance the Rapper.
Because the situation's so unique. It doesn't ensure that they're going to be better than last year.
But your answer still would be yes, because you think...
I think they're better on paper.
Well, that's all we have to judge them
exactly.
on.
Exactly. I'm not ducking it.
Do you think Denver's better?
Yes.
On paper?
Yeah.
Do you think OKC's
yes.
better? On paper?
Yes.
But you get the drift.
No, I get it.
So everyone's better.
You didn't have to add paper.
but I just want to make clear... that, yes, I believe they got better, but that's no guarantee they're going to win more than 48 games,
right.
I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that.
That's fair. Yeah. We can leave it there because we agree.
Yeah.
Okay,
number
so we both
two.
Believe
Thanks,
we both believe they got better on paper. Now, number two, let's say Kuminga plays the way Kerr wants him to play and plays it well. What's their ceiling?
Western Conference Finals.
Okay. I was thinking more win total, but...
Give it to me in your terms.
Well, what's the number now? Let's say...
What was it, 49.5?
It's between 45.5 and 47.5.
All right, Kuminga playing well. How many more wins? Where do you go then?
You're going to hate me for this,
I already
50.
Wow.
That'll get him to 50 if he plays well.
Wow. That's the throw. Okay, got you. You start 47, but... I think 54, 55.
All right. And then lastly.
Number three.
Goo and Steiny, who do you think will have a better record this year? Dallas, L.A., or the Warriors?
I'm going Dallas. Because I expect Kyrie to come back. I like what they got. That front line, Cooper Flagg, Kyrie. I like Dallas, Donnie. What would your answer be?
I think they'll win more games than the Warriors.
I do too.
Especially
if you told me Dallas was a two seed, no doubt. And I don't expect them to be. If you told me Dallas was a two seed, that wouldn't shock me.
Now, LA's interesting.
Go ahead.
What do you think?
No, I think LeBron's just being, I can't use the word, I don't want to get fired. I got bills. But I just think he's being the ultimate ass.
He's hurt.
But his feelings are hurt too, that he knows he's not long, that they chose the young prince in Luka, and for whatever reason, Steiny, that's bothering him. And you could tell me, well, who asked us, do we suffer from sciatica? But there's something strange about that to me. You're telling me in 22 years, this is the first year he's going to miss an opening night?
I'm telling you.
Something ain't right.
I'm telling you that if something ain't right, he'll get moved. He'll say, get me out of here.
And I got to say something to you. I wanted DeAndre Ayton on the Warriors. I'm watching, and I'm rooting for him, Stoney. But dude ain't.
Here's the but.
Dude ain't it. I hope I'm wrong, DeAndre, but dude, I'm rooting for you.
I mean, imagine.
He ain't it.
Imagine if Willard had said that 2 years ago. Then you would have believed it from that point until now.
That's a please.
Because I said
that's a big miss. Big please.
You know.
Yeah.
Joe Lacob, how do you think the Warriors can do?
Look, I think we're very talented. I think we're very deep. I think we have something that we haven't had, which is two stretch fives. So I think you add that to the mix. That's a positive. Steph still looks great. Jimmy and Draymond and Steph obviously had a great start last year. I think everyone's hoping and suggesting that maybe that continues into this year. And the continued development of our younger players. So you look at all those things, and I think we have the potential to be quite good. Can we win a championship with this roster? I think we can. The biggest thing clearly is going to be staying healthy. Look, I can understand the criticisms by those on the other side that you're going to be very subject to injuries and age in your play. So that could happen. On the other hand, we could stay healthy and be supplemented by the rest of the roster and maybe meet Kevin Pelton's target. I don't know.
Wow, so he heard it 60. That's what Evan brought up. Man, so he listens, Donnie. Not just to us, but man, Kevin Pelton. I mean, boy, that would be, man.
I'm one of the old guys that listens to radio.
Call in, Jay.
I give you a small chance right now to win it.
Who's in your way outside of OKC right now in the West? That's why I got Dallas to the front.
Denver.
I ain't mad at that one. Denver, Dallas, OKC for me.
Houston?
They may miss Van Vliet, but they're still going to win a lot of games.
You think?
They're going to win a ton of games in the regular season.
I just think, Evan, that injury that's a horrible one, man, to Van Vliet.
Oh, it hurts
Reed
him.
Reed Shepard.
You keep saying that.
That's a legit call. That's a
you
legit call.
You think he's
call.
Ready?
You know, I think the Clippers could be better than the Warriors, or they could not be better than the Warriors.
But I think the Clippers are the Warriors in regard to the things that could go wrong or ail them is my neck, my back, my knee. You know, they got some of that with their older guys.
They got what, two old guys?
Yeah, Kawhi.
Warriors got four.
No, we Clippers, what would you call missing? Beal?
Oh, yeah, that's four.
Yeah.
Three, rather. I forgot about him.
And Chris Paul.
Is he still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the equalizer.
Dude, Evan, when you said you put...
I'm pretty sure he's in San Antonio.
He cut his hair off.
I think he's in San Antonio.
Well, he was.
I'm sorry. No, I think he's in Washington.
He's on the Clippers.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to... you sure he's not back with the Warriors?
I think he's in New Orleans.
Let's put it right on the table. I hope Joe's not listening. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Happy birthday, Billy, from Echo. The Warriors botched that signing. Chris Paul, and the way nothing for him, Stoney. I mean, come on, man. Just think about that. Chris, we got excited. I sure got excited. That thing fizzled out.
Helped him reset the books.
It did. I mean, in fairness.
Helped him.
In fairness, you know, they would have traded him for salary.
Well.
Then, or not acquired him for Brandon, or they kept Poole. They were going to have to make a decision anyway.
And that's my dark horse team. You didn't ask. Is the Pelicans? The Spurs.
Something always goes wrong with the Pelicans.
Believing in Willie Green.
By the way, Looney's out for a couple weeks.
I know.
I saw it last night. I didn't want to say. I was hoping y'all did.
The Iron Man.
Get well, Lou. But I did see that. Like, ouch. Yeah.
You know, the one thing that here's one thing I like about Lacob. He doesn't sugarcoat. He doesn't do sugarcoat jobs. And he's not afraid to say, yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen.
If you would ask me, I don't know, 5, 10 years ago, would these guys be playing at this level with this level of health at age 37 for Steph. You know, 30 is Draymond 36.
35, I think it's 35.
Turning 36. I definitely would not have predicted that. I would have gone with the odds and said, probably not likely. I mean, maybe I would have thought Steph, because he's such a great shooter and that would translate long term, would still be a very effective player if he wanted to be doing that. But, you know, history shows otherwise. History shows that when you get over 30, in fact, in the NBA, there's a chance you can rapidly decline or get injuries. And it happens more often than not. Now, recent trends have sort of, you know, changed that view. Players are, I mean, certainly LeBron James is an amazing thing that he continued to play at this age, and Tom Brady in football. I mean, clearly medicine and the way we get players prepared has changed. So I think there is a trend. But, you know, Father Time is Father Time. Mm. And so my honest answer to your question is I would not have expected them to be playing at this level.
Who would have? And that, there it is right there.
Now,
you could have said that in 2022 when they won it. Come on, man. This is 3 years removed since then.
Well, he said 5 years, which is interesting because that is right after they lose in 2019.
Oh, to Toronto.
Right. So he's like, if you asked me 5 or 10 years ago, I would have said there's no chance they could play this long, you know, as long as it. Hence, why the Wiseman pick to me was a sign that that's what they believed, that they didn't think the two of them could play at this level for this long. Otherwise, clearly, they would have moved some of those draft picks for players who would guarantee to help the veterans if they thought that. So it's okay. I don't think anybody could expect what Steph Curry's doing, playing at a level has played at in his career. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, Goo, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. You were asking, well, who else? So, according to the 415, they were listening to a podcast. They had the Warriors 7th.
Ooh.
In the West.
Okay.
Behind OKC.
Gotcha.
Denver.
Okay.
Houston.
All right.
Minnesota.
Ooh, forgot many.
And both LA teams.
Wow. Damn. All right. Yeah, that bothers me, but like, you know, there's just something.
That bothers me. I know you're not going to believe me. I kind of forgot about Minnesota too.
Man. I got some trivia for you.
Give it to you. Diabolical.
I got some NBA questions for you and Evan. Trivia. Can you name the three oldest All-Stars in NBA history?
Probably Kareem.
Okay, boom.
Well, Jordan must have gotten one. I'm sure they gave him an honorary one for the Wizards.
So I'm going to go to Evan. LeBron. You got Kareem. LeBron, and you guys are missing one. This is what made me ask. Nope.
Steve Nash.
That's Stockton. A great guess.
Carmelo.
Nope. That's a great guess.
Are you sure?
Keep going, baby. I'm staring down.
Not Robert Parrish.
Keep going. Evan. This dude's special.
Paul?
Nope. He's from the Lone Star State. That's where he played.
Olajuwon?
No, that's another great
guess.
Dirk. No? He was the second oldest at 40 years old and 243 days.
That was his last year when they just gave him an all-star appearance. You. Like Kobe, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, my! But it counts. Oh, Dirk. That Akeem was a good pool. Man, I didn't like that. What podcast was that?
I don't know.
It was 7th. That's the play-in, damn it. They ain't making that. Now, that's a bet we can do, Stoney. They will not be a part of the play-in.
But this is the thing, though. They still almost made the Western Conference Finals, if you believe that, from the 7th seed.
Yeah.
Like, being a play-in team is not a nail in the coffin.
It isn't, but I do think it makes it tougher, obviously. But I do think there was something about getting there. Like, Houston turned out to be a tough matchup for them. And I think it caught, you know, it hurt him in the second series.
What if you didn't have to play that game? Does Curry's hammy feel much better and make it out, Evan? I'm just saying.
Remember Austin said, we got to stop saying that.
What was the
purpose? He said, we got to stop saying that they would have beaten Minnesota with Curry.
Said but if Ernest Biner didn't fumble in the AFC Championship game against Elway and the Broncos, they go to the Super Bowl. He fumbled. So why do we got to stop saying it?
Next question.
Well, I
because
guess
you can't do anything. Exactly.
No, that happened. This didn't.
You don't have to ask that again. You can stop asking that question.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Damn.
This is more on. This is what I think is really interesting because both Kerr and Lacob, to me, over the last two or three days, have really. I think they've spelled it out exactly what they're doing. And they're gonna ride this until there's a consensus in the building that they can't ride it anymore.
Okay.
But I think there's an acknowledgement that we have to be prepared to pivot at any point over the next 2 years.
Well, what's weird about that to me, because I want to put my John Hancock on that and say, I totally agree. But Stoddy, if we're going 2 years and somehow Kerr, he's not aligned with that. What? So you would bring in a new coach because you'd have to, obviously. And then what? His first year is going to be the last year before the year before you just, it goes black, fade to black?
Let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically. Right. If this were 5 years ago, all right, and the Warriors had this team, Steve Kerr would have a long-term contract. Like if this were 5 years ago and he looked at this team, he would sign a long-term contract.
Come on now.
Right. Yeah. So the mere fact that he's not signing it or doesn't want it, to me, is proof that he knows there's uncertainty this year. And yes, they win 50 games. They win two rounds in the playoffs. Then things will probably stay pretty much the same and Kerr will coach next year. But like I said, like this guy said, I mean, some have him seventh in the West.
Okay, but starting real quick
so
to
you
that.
Get seventh in the West, you get beat in the first round. Gotcha. Now what are you going to do? Bring all three guys and Kerr back? No.
But wouldn't you say 2 years ago when he was in the same position, you could apply that thought process to it? Because that roster was worse than that. I don't think that roster was as gifted on paper or looked as good on paper as this one.
No, but they
but
traded.
He did the same thing, though.
They traded Wiggins for Butler, which put a finality to me on this, or at least, you know, put up a marker that things may change after
it makes
after
me
a certain
uncomfortable,
point.
Stoney. Like it's coming to a head, man. Just this whole run.
Exactly. It's coming to a head this year. Here's more Joe Lacob on Curry Draymond.
You have to at least think about these things. You have to have some plans. This is what's hard about this, right? No one knows the answer. No one knew that Steph could be this good at this point in time, or that Draymond, particularly, people thought he would break down, right? If you're being honest, at some level, because he plays so physically and he's so undersized, going against all these monsters in there. Who would have thought he could do this? He's been remarkable, remarkable. And other than his back injury, you know, a little bit there for a while, when I had mine, I think it was roughly similar. I mean, who would have thought this? That he could stay this healthy. He's doing a great job. These guys are doing a great job of keeping themselves fit and prepared. And our training staff has been amazing.
All right, so that's more,
man.
You know, more Joe Lacob. Just, you know, I know there were a lot of listeners in the past that said, don't worry about the future when we talked about it a couple years ago.
Well, I was one of them.
But now it's a theme. I mean, that's another theme of this season. There's just no doubt about it.
Who's that? Oh, God. Just get it. You're done.
That's the theme. To me.
Well, not this year, though. This year, you got to go out guns blazing and you know, hopefully you can shock the world because that's what you're going to be. I mean, a title now makes 2022 look like they were 18 years old. But if somehow they can do it, man, who better than Jimmy Butler, who's been to the finals, and, you know, the narrative was he put the whole team on his back. I'll give him credit for what he was. Jimmy Buckets, and now you got Draymond and Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, for that matter, and old Al Horford, who said he signed with the Warriors because he thought he had a better chance of winning the chip than the Celtics without Tatum. Just think about that. So,
you know what I like about the Warriors right now? Not one person is denying the truth that, you know, they're in an iffy spot. They have a huge range that they could fall into this year if things go well or if things fall apart.
Man.
And they know that, which I think is the smartest thing you can do.
Because all Curry's asked for is a chance.
I mean, you know, feels like they're you know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like this thing could change course at any time this year. If it doesn't go well.
And
if it
goes well. Stoney, I'm coming over there and I want to hug you, man, and tell you, I want to shake you first and tell you, outside of injury, there's just, in my world right now today.
Well, they don't think that.
There's no way
sure,
that basketball.
You're more sure of the team than Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy are.
No, I think they would be disappointed as all outdoors if the team is playing, like to that caller's point, if this team is part of the play-in. Like I want to bet like I'm ready. Like that's not going to happen, barring injury. Stoney's seventh. They're two. I mean, we saw it in what clip they were playing at, and I know it was half the season, but just why can't that be duplicated?
Because they played. They acknowledged that they were playing playoff basketball the minute Butler came here, and we saw Jimmy Butler at his best, playing 95% of the games or whatever it was in the regular season. Like, the one thing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The one thing I think is kind of a joke, I'm sorry, is Jimmy Butler's last 7 years speak for themselves. Like, they speak for themselves in terms of games played. And sure, I guess he could play 70, 75, but don't tell me he's going to play 70 or 75 because he's motivated to blah, 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 or this is his opportunity. Like, he had all those things in Miami.
Yeah, but Stoney, he's a lot older now, and this could be his last best chance of getting a ring. So, I can't get mad at you or anybody for having that caution. And damn sure what popped off in Miami last year didn't help that to anybody out there. But the bottom line is, you could be proactive or, you know, the glass half full or half empty. I'm looking at it half full, and I think Jimmy Butler, he's like that kid that got in trouble or the boy that cried wolf, Stoney, to where all that stuff's over with. You can't pull a fast one on the Dubs. Like, I believe we're going to get the Jimmy. And again, nobody's perfect. You're not, I am. I just feel like
for the Warriors to be great,
he's going
to
pull the seat out from underneath somebody.
No, I'm telling
down.
You, expect what, like, it's clear you're expecting Jimmy Butler
to be a professional.
We'll be fine.
So how was he in Miami the last 6 years?
But when it was good, okay, I got you.
When it was good, he still only played 65 games.
And I'll take that now.
Now he's 35.
Yeah, I'll take 65.
Well, you're damn right you'll take it now, because that would represent the most games he's played in 8 years. Like, that's where you lose me. Like, could he? Yes, he could. Are you expecting it? That's dumb.
If you're right,
then you're expecting a guy to be somebody that he hasn't been in a while. And forget his play. I'm talking about a 70 game per game player.
Let's just say you're right. Then that's the first ingredient or nugget to make me feel like the words you use sideways, that would be the first start of how it could go, is somehow he start finessing.
It's one of the things that could go wrong. One of the things, maybe after 10 games, we're looking at Draymond Green and saying, oh my God, what happened to Draymond? It's possible. So maybe that is why Kuminga, you got to keep him around at least for now.
Mm.
But, I mean, does it have to be a perfect season for the Warriors? I don't know. It feels like got to be close.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know. I have the volume off.
But pay it off. We want to know who it was, Spam or Mom.
It was my daughter.
You had to answer
when
it.
When I hang up, she knows I'm at work.
All right.
Okay. Coming up at 1 o'clock today, we got Mr. Involvement.
Vern
Glenn, Bay Area legend. Looking forward to talking sports with Vern. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Warrior basketball. Their season starts Tuesday against the Lakers. Hey, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 p.m. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden will be rocking, and a DJ is going to be playing tunes. Bartenders serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. It's all happening at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale on Sunday.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.